I dreamed that I was Queen of France and at a royal palace dance. I waltzed all night with the Prince of Timbuktu.
Singer Betty Johnson was born on this date in 1931. Betty got her start with the Johnson Family Singers, a gospel group which included her parents and three brothers. The Johnson Family Singers enjoyed success down south due to the group being broadcast daily on WBT Radio in Charlotte, North Carolina, and the CBS network. Despite several recordings for the RCA, Victor, and Columbia labels, as well as an appearance at the famed Grand Ole Opry, the Johnson Family Singers broke up in the 50s. Betty eventually relocated to New York City, where she appeared regularly on radio. She enjoyed her first hit in November of 1954 with I Want Eddie Fisher for Christmas, but it was I Dreamed, issued 2 years later, that would become her biggest hit. She appeared on programs hosted by Bob Newhart, Jack Benny, and Perry Como, as well as such TV shows as The Ed Sullivan Show, and was hired as a spokeswoman for Borden Dairy Products. A recording contract with Atlantic followed shortly thereafter, resulting in a pair of full-length albums, 1958's self-titled debut, and 1959's Songs You Heard When You Fell in Love, as she shifted her focus to pop standards. Upon marrying in 1964, Johnson retired from music as she raised two daughters and shied away from the spotlight. But almost 30 years later, in 1993, she returned to performing at a hotel in New York City. Johnson continued to perform into the 2000s as her act drew from her early days as a member of the Johnson Family Singers, as well as her solo hits. My dream comes true. The Mosaic Templars of America headquarters building in Little Rock was destroyed by fire 6 years ago on this date. Built between 1911 and 1913, it stood on the corner of Broadway and 9th Street in downtown Little Rock. The Mosaic Templars was established in 1875 as an African-American fraternal organization that provided insurance and other services to black citizens in an age of segregation. Following the fire, the Department of Arkansas Heritage and the Mosaic Templars Culture Center vowed to build a new structure on the historic site. The new cultural center, which opened on September 20, 2008, presents exhibits interpreting Arkansas's African-American history from 1870 to the present. The third-floor auditorium resembles the original auditorium, including a horseshoe-shaped balcony and a stage with a proscenium opening. The Scarlet Letter by Nathaniel Hawthorne was published on this date in 1850. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.